the more esky kashi.
If we say
that Eidin can make a mistake in a range of 3 hours hosamashu, so then it's Eidin Shias Yochlazimo. But suppose the Eidin come and say, Imono Yisem Kolayim be Mitzrayim. So you couldn't have seen in Yerushalayim? Kolayim! The answer is, that will not be Eidin Shias Yochlazimo. If it can be muzen, by virtue of the fact that the mazimin will say imono yisem kolayim, because each prat in the chkires has to be capable of being muzen, and one of the protein is the minute detail of beis isho. So if they say imono yisem kolayim be mitzrayim, so then there is no azome realized on the chire of Beis Isho, only on the chire of Beis Yeim, but not on the chire of Beis Isho. Dikes, ki amrin on yedim, edishet orchlazimri, שנעזומת לו יבן, אלו בכסירס, דימאי מונו יישם ישלים הבחירים, שחירים או ליבונים. What is דיקס? אם ידיע אם דיקס is all right. Only הכחושי דיקס. What is דיקס? דיקס are immaterial facts. Let's say the Eidim testify that Ruvain committed a murder against Shimon. So the Sanhedrin asks them, you say Ruvain committed the murder against Shimon. What kind of a coat was Ruvain the Ritzeach, the alleged Ritzeach, wearing? A white coat or a black coat? A white shoes or black shoes? It's immaterial facts. So the no hazome can be realized on these details. So that's why in Yidea, in them, is all right. In other words, if they didn't say, we don't know what kind of a coat he was wearing, so then they this is kayam. But if one eight says he was wearing a white coat, and the other eight says he was wearing a black coat, there is a koshe, then the edis is bottom. But in Yidea, he's not mevad. Wie amre to in ich kul haich kredi scho name in lech ba azome afil kul yomar en yidea do ki yomar bichome ich wie amre li bichome ich imono yisa yochalima ba arbo yo avol tu yisi umshane di avinu li kul eto yisai bin yeish mazim im kan yechilim lhazin al di sho vito uso vlima li kol asho vito yuso ho yisa imano imano so they have to say imono yisem not only in respect to that particular show that the original Eid mentioned, but the show and the whole possible range of mistake. The Rav Meir Don Amotei Beishu Yitzhad Nulhani Dishtayim V'Gimu Mitzchil HaShor Rishayno Atzrif Chomeish Bein Shneem Lahai Dishtayim Yavin Alei שורישנו ושניו ושלישי סוביס ולחייד גימול. So the one who said בשורשניו between 7 and 8, so the מזימים have to say מונו יישם and the first hour and the second hour and the third hour and the fourth hour. Ulai digimu yavinole at chamishis. So we give him also the fourth hour and the fifth hour. Oit chamishis, Fisuloi, doch ja, amrin leidi stein, bischnio imono isem, jeschli matu isi stich, scho islacherei, um maisoi ob rischeno. Voi doi olima maisoi ob kidum rischeno. Because he says that the maisa occurred between 7 and 8, so there is a possible mistake of 2 hours minus imashu. So it could have been in the show rischeno at 6, and it could have taken place at 5:15 too. So that's still within the past. So actually we should give him the monoism, should require to say, we were there from 5 with you. But the reason is why we only give him the first hour, because the hour before the first, that's before the Netzachamo. And before the Netzachamo, so that there is Nikah, you see. Mas foi cheio na vida, ele é mais que não me cheio. Chachas, ele bem um homem lelê lelê lito inche, vi chamra lê cheio no chnio, e mono isel, e eis lelê mal, tu isi beixo is, lifnei, shlishis, o revis, vi amrat lê colar baixo is, e mono isel, hari usam, ובעל שולש נמי יבין לי כמה ראשינו או שניו, ובאסר יבין רבי איזה חמישיס, ומאזמו לכל חמש הרי אוזם. ורב יודה דמר אותי, גמוד שיש יבין להנור דשולש וחמיש, זה הרב יודה מתחילה שור ראשינו, ועציף שיט, ובעל שולש יבין לי כמה ראשינו או שניו, ודינו נסף לטווי, אם דאו, בפור דה ראשינו, between 5 and 6 a.m. But that is before sunrise. We are talking of equinox day. We didn't need to say hello. Bin yimom lelel ye loitoin she u vidinu dneis vlikame tvei. So the one who said fifth hour between 10 and 11, so we should give him the 6th hour between 11 and 12, and 11 and 12, and between 12 and 1, and between 1 and 2. But Elo Shebehei Chamo B'Mizroch U'Vizayin Chamo Mayov. אלא בימום הלילה זו אין של בעצר יספינו רביעיס חמיש ושישיס ובעל חמיש ילגי יאבינו ליל כמה רביעי שליש ושניו ובעצר שישיס וכתב ומסף לילהו פורש רב גלבדיה בין חמיש לשבע ליטור שבחמיש חמה במזרח ובשבע במאיוב וכל הנחתוס יאבינו לו הנמילה לצלונה ולמפתרונה מקטולה אבל מכל מקים אישו כשהוא זמח עוד מן באיזה שור לבדו ובשל אחר מיד פתילו עידס ואפילו לא יהוזם ביטוי של לפונוב דוקי אומרו לבעל גימו שלישי סוביז וחמישיס אימונו איסו והוא צריך למה בשניו איו אלו שטויסי הרי נחלקו ידוסום שאם בשניו הם איסה אין כאן עלי דחות דוח עבר יומה בחומש ובין שניו לחמישיס איז לא איתו Neha, now the Gemara is Kashim. Now, Rab Meir Merich Lin Kolheim. We say of him with Chilas Vov. Rab Yudah in Erich Lin Kol Dalet, Vitil in Kol Hei, Viserfim Mitzchilas Vov, La Vaya Livre Revei, Adom Arim Elitir, Veliklum, Nechol Kuleshit, Nechol Kuleshit, Ulach Lishanam Yom Arontir Mashu, Nechol Atzeif Shit, Va Vaya Livre Rab Yudah Dom Arontir Chotisho, Nechol Atpalge, Dishit. ולך לי שנה ודאם, זאת אומרת, שאו משהו according to רב יהודה, על ליבד רמייה, Nechlatzifei. So why does the Mishnah say that according to Rameya, so you cannot eat any chometz in Tchilas Vov? Hello, my rabbi. It is misurol isrizim chometz lakeil mosu. In other words, when Abaye said, first lashon, you know, teivali klum alibir ameya, and in the second lashon, that is toyevi mashu, so he only means, he doesn't mean the average person is toyevi klum or only mashu. The average person can retain a greater level, but he means the one who usually undertakes to give testimony in Besdin, so is a very alert person. This kind of an alert person, so is totally cool. But chometz, these chometz is relevant to every Jew, whether he's alert or he's not alert. So then he can make a mistake. He can make a mistake in 1 hour. He can make a mistake in 1 hour. V'rov alu b'drab meya domodum t'yeshti sho yischos ha-mashu. So why does Rameya allow a person to eat chometz in the fifth hour, but oder mistei b'shtei shoy yischos ha-mashu mitchilasei l'neichel? So the Gemara says, no, between hey and Zion, when is chometz osamato? In Shor Zion, is between hey and Zion, a person won't make a mistake.
One hour he'll make a mistake, but 2 hours not.
No, not that. He makes hours into mistakes, but not when the 2 hours are between the fifth hour and the seventh hour. Because the seventh hour, the position of the sun is Mairov, and in the fifth hour, the sun is standing in Mizrach. So there is something to be makia. So the Gemara says, "V'rov al libid Rav Meir Adom Teshti Shoyis Rosam Ashu Mitchilas Heilin Echil." So the Gemara in the Teretz, no, he will not make a mistake between the seventh hour and the fifth hour. So Hey Chamod Mizrach V'Zayin Chamod Meir Yoche B'Shit Namenech. So B'Shit it's also B'Mizrach. And Zion, so even the 6 hour, one should be allowed to eat chometz. What's exere? If we allow him to eat after 11, he'll eat after 12. He knows that after 11, the sun is situated in the east, and after 12, the sun is situated in the west. Shit yeme bikarnesikoi. Yeme means the sun. So in other words, in the 6 hour, so then is in the corners the sun. So in other words, it's not nikar whether it's in east or west. One has to be very, very alert to recognize after 11 o'clock whether the sun is in east or the sun is in west. V'rov Ali b'dirab Yude, the Om Adam Tegimul Shoyis Hosamashu Mitchilas Dalad Leneichal. So he should not be allowed to eat even the beginning of the fourth hour after 9 o'clock. So the Gemara says no. Hey Chamud Mizrach v'Sheva Chamud Mayav v'Kolshkin Dalad. So it's certainly Mizrach. Yochad Hey Namenichel. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that after the Dalet Shoyis in the fifth hour he's not allowed to eat any chometz? Tirgma Abaya Libirove, again, Eides Lisol Lisrizim, Chomets Lakeum Mosu. That's Abaya's Teres Alibirove. But Rove himself gave another Teres. He said, Virovoma, Lava in a time, the Rebude, El Rebude Litaime Domar in Birchomets Lisrife. V'yavele rabbonon shoachas lilkid bo eitzim. So he says, in regard to the kashe, that according to Rove, that there couldn't be, and the reason is why Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda, asas chometz in the fifth hour, actually, it should be muter because there is no shoshe. Maybe he'll mistake it. I mean, he'll mistake the seventh hour for the fifth hour because in the fifth hour the sun is clearly above the head in east and in the fifth hour and in the seventh it's clearly above the head. In West, so Rabbi says the reason as to why Rabbi Yehuda says in the fifth hour after 10 o'clock you're not allowed to eat chometz, but different reason, not because of mistake. Mistake is not shayach, but Rabbi Yehuda lishitosi, he says in bir chometz al sreife v'yavel rabban shoachas lukid boeitz, since he's mechuyet to burn it, some mele is not allowed to eat chometz in the fifth hour after 10 o'clock, because if he'll be allowed to eat chometz after 10 o'clock, so he'll spend after 10 o'clock all his time in eating. Yes, in eating chometz. And then he won't spend any time in getting wood. So then, when this man Bir Chometz comes, he will not have any wood. How can you burn without wood? You need wood. So that's why the Chachomim asked him to eat Chometz after 10 o'clock, so that he'll have ample time, so he'll be able to use the time in finding wood, in collecting wood. He'll be able to go to the forest and chop down a tree and get himself wood to make a fire.
What is this man beer?
One second, please. The Rabbi Malavan time the Rabbi Rabbi time the Rabbi Chometz al Sreife. The Yavli Rabbonon Shoachas Lilkid Boeitzim. Now, Eis veRabin Elirove Omer Rabbi Yude Eimesai Shaloi Bishas Biure. Now this Gemara we mentioned many times in Psochim. There is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. So according to Rashi, when the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda is only requires sreife, shaloi bishas biure. What does it mean shaloi bishas biure? Shaloi bishas biure means Biure is in this Gemara is called the time when it's Osa Banoye. When does it become Osa Banoye Midraise? When? It becomes Osa in the seventh hour after Chatzis. So that's Man Biure. When it's Osa Banoye, when the Chometz should have been already destroyed from the world. So that's so Zman Biure is after 12 when the Isa Chometz is, and Shaloi Bishas Biure means before 12, between 11 and 12, that means the sixth hour. So when does, according to Rashi, when does Rabbi Yehuda require Sreifa Midraise? Only in the sixth hour, between 11 and 12. So then there is a chiyuv of sreife. But after 12, he can destroy the chometz in any way he wants, either by burning or by flowing it into the liver, into the sewer, into any form he wants. That's the Rashi's pshat. So Rashi's pshat is Emesai. Emesai, that it requires Reife, Shaloi Bishas Biure. Biure means when it's Osabanoi. And Shaloi Bishas Biure means before it becomes Osabanoi. Midaraisi. So when is it before it becomes Osabanoi Midaraisi? Before 12 o'clock. After 11 o'clock, then there is a Chiyuv Sreife. But after 12, there is no Chiyuv Sreife. It doesn't make any difference. That's Rashi's Pshat. And Rav Netan's Pshat is just the reverse. That when the Gemara says here, Omer Rav Yehuda Emesai Shaloi Bishas Biurei, so Shas Biurei means with the time when people destroy the Chometz. When do people usually destroy the Chometz? After 12? No. Usually Jews destroy the Chometz before 12. So by the time Chometz is also ba'anoye, ba'achile, and so on, so then all the Chometz is destroyed already. So Zman Biurei means before 12. And Shaloi Bishas Biurei, Shaloi Bishas Biurei means after 12. Beyond the Zman of actual Biya. According to Rashi, so Biure here in this Gemara means Isanoi. So Shaloi Bishas Biurei means before the Isanoi. That means in short, Shishis. So it's Fukaya Saifi. And according to Rametam, Biure means the time when usually, one second, when time when people usually burn the Chometz. So when is that? That is in Shor Shishis. So in Shor Shishis, it's not Osabanoi yet, so it doesn't require Sreife. So when is the mitzvah of Biur of Sreife when it's Osabanoi? After 12. So in other words, there is a Machlekes. There is a machlekes between Rashi and Rav Netam. According to Rav Netam, the mitzvah of Bio, of Sreifas, of Tashbisu, of Sreifas, Chometz HaLevit Rav Yehuda, is, according to Rashi, is before Zman Yisurei, is before 12 o'clock. For 12 o'clock. According to Teisves, the mitzvah of Bio is Dafke after 12 o'clock. And before 12 o'clock, so he can be Nivaya b'chol davar. Now, let's see a contrast. So, now, what did Rabbi say? That the reason as to why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chometz is Oseh, is Oseh, in Shor Chamishis, after 10 o'clock, is not because of a possible mistake. He will not make a mistake with Shor Shvi'is because the position of the sun is different. But the reason is why it's Osea is because the Chachomim Asat Chometz, in order he should have ample time to look for wood. Yeah. So the Gemara is the Kashe. So the Gemara is the Kashe. But in as much as according to Rabbi Yehuda, as according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the mitzvah of Sreife is only before 12 o'clock. But after 12 o'clock, so you can be mivaya b'chol davar, so Mele is not mechuyev to collect wood, he's not mechuyev to exert an effort to collect wood. If the mitzvah of Sreife had been all the time, then he would mechuyev to exert an effort. But in as much as the mitzvah of Sreife is only in the Shor Shishis, so Mele in the Shor Chamishis, he is not mechuyev to exert a tirche, to collect wood. Now let's see the Rashi. Let's see the Rashi. Virove Omar, time the Rabbi Yehuda b'chometz lav mishum toyisi loitoyin shebin chomish lisheva ki dikom ha-chomish chama b'mizrach v'hai dikom ha-teilin kol chomish rabdil li taimei dom ha-bilach birkin im bi ha-chometz al-esreife Hilka Chosel Rabbonim Bachelosi, Kidei Shehilo Itnai, Lilaki Deitzim Bintayim, Vishoros Lekol Chomesh, Eni Niska, he'll spend all the time eating. Aval Achshav Ditolalei, so he can't eat, so he'll remember that he has to collect wood. Rome Anapshe, Umitka Lilakit. But the Gemara is the Kasha, no, he's not Mechuyev to be Milaki Deitzim, to be Matriach himself. To be melaked eating, why not? Amos and Amer in Biochomes al Sreife, Shaloi Bishas Biure, Bitrila Sheish, Bihol Sheish, the Academy Raisi Shore, Avo Bishas Biure, Bisheva, Shumuzamnatire, Hasbisosi Beholdovo, Viterazel Lomo, Imenle Eitim Yamtina Chas Biure, Yasbisenu Beholdovo. So what do we see from this Rashi? It's a very strange Rashi. So what is the Kasha de Gemara? Since the mitzvah of Bir Chometz is only in the sixth hour, so Mele in the fifth hour, he's not mechuyev to look forward. He's not mechuyev to look forward. If the mitzvah of Sreife had been all the time, so then he would be mechuyev to make sure that he has wood. But since after 12, he can dump it into the sewer. He doesn't have to burn it. So mele, he's not mechuyev in the fifth hour between 10 and 11 to be matriach himself to look for wood. If he has wood, in the sixth hour, he'll burn it. If he doesn't have wood, so he won't burn. So we see a big chiddush. We see a big chiddush here in the Rashi, a very big chiddush. And I'm afraid to say it before the public. So we see from this Rashi a big chiddush that, in other words, a person is not mechuyev to make sure before the chiyuv of the mitzvah takes place to enable himself by the time the chiyuv of mitzvah takes place to be able to do the mitzvah. So he's not mechuyev. When is he mechuyev to be matriach himself to look for wood? In the sixth hour. Because in the sixth hour, he becomes mechuyev to burn it, and the Tur mentions in the name of the Rosh, in Simen Tov Mem Hei, I think, that according to Rashi, the mitzvah of Sreife Midraise is only in the sixth hour. Rashi Shite is not that after Chatzis there is no mitzvah of Sreife Dafke, but it's after Chatzis there is no mitzvah of Sreife Dafke. He can be Mivayar at Bechol Davo, and also that before Chatzis, only the sixth hour he is Mechuyev to burn it. But the fifth hour is not Mechuyev. The fourth hour certainly not Mechuyev. Only in the sixth hour. So Mele in the fifth hour, why does he have to look for wood? He doesn't have until this the clock strikes 11, he's not mechuyev in Tashbisu. When will he be mechuyev in Tashbisu? When the clock will strike 11. So if he doesn't have wood and if he's not able in 1 hour to find wood, so he won't burn it, that's all. Suppose somebody doesn't have an estrik, so he doesn't bench estrik. So he's an onus. In other words, but you can say, since he can go to the forest after 10 o'clock, so there is time for him to go to the forest after, and chop wood and have wood for a fire after 11, so he's mechuyev to go to the forest. He's not mechuyev. He's only mechuyev to go to the forest after 11 o'clock. But if after 11 o'clock, there isn't enough time to get wood, so then he won't burn it. That's a big mitzvah. That's a big chiddush. Now the question is, so can a Jew say, I'm not the chuyev before sukkahs to build a sukkah. Yeah, the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah begins only sukkahs night. But before sukkahs, there is no chiyuv of the building. I mean to sit in the sukkah. Some mele, I'm not the chuyev to be matriach myself. And build a sukkah. But then I want to be sukkah. I want to be sukkah. I'll be anonymous. That's all. And that no one will say. So apparently, sukkah is different because the Torah says, Chaga sukkah stas aloch. So that means that the building of the sukkah is also a chiv. The building of the sukkah is also a chiyuv. As a matter of fact, according to the Yerushalmi in Sukkah, so when one builds a Sukkah, he makes a bracha. He makes a bracha. We are not naik like that. But according to Yerushalmi, because there is a special chiyuv to build a Sukkah, I think that the Nitziv in his Perush on Shultes says that there is a special chiyuv, a special mitzvah in building a sukkah. But that doesn't apply to all mitzvahs. It doesn't apply to tashbisu. So as far as tashbisu is concerned, since the chiyuv takes effect only at 11 o'clock, so before 11 o'clock is not the chiyuv to matriach himself to get wood. Yet at 11 o'clock, when the mitzvah of Tashbisu takes effect, so then if he can get wood, so then he's mechuyev. But if then it is too late even to get wood, so he's not mechuyev. And after 12, so he can be mashbis becholdovo. He can be mashbis becholdovo. Because if after 12 he could... he could only be mashpiz al disreife, so then after 11 he would become a chuyev in tashbisu, and he would have to be matriach himself to find wood. So that's a big chiddush in Rashi. Now let's see the Loshon Rashi again. Shaloi b'shazburei b'tchila sheish v'chol sheish da'akatim d'rais yishore. Aber die Schasbi urei, wenn ich so werde, die Osaba neue mit der Reise, die Sheva, schon muss im Natere, hat die Sosi bechol dobo, wie der Reise lomo, im Enleizim, jamt in der Schasbi urei, die als Bissenu bechol dobo, der Zraschpschat. Teises Pschat is just the opposite. Teises Pschat is, where is Rashi? Explains, understands, Biure in the sense of Osa Banoye and Shaloi Bishas Biure before it is Osa, before the Chisachomet, before 12. So Tezis understands Biure the time when it is usual to burn the Chomet. When is the usual time to burn the Chomet? So the Chomet, that's in the Shor Shishis. The average Jew doesn't wait till 12 o'clock to destroy the chometz. So bishor shishis, so mele shaloi bishas biurei means after chatzis. So then there is a loch of sreife, we learned out from neiser. So just as neiser requires sreife when it's already osea, so chometz also requires sreife only when it's osea. So according to Tesis, the kash of the Gemara is very simple. How can you say that according to Rabbi Judah? So, in the fifth hour, after 10 o'clock, he's not allowed to chomet, to eat chomet, in order to gather wood, because if he'll start gathering wood in the sixth hour, so then he won't be able to do it within 1 hour. No, but before 12, he's not mechuyev to burn it. So Memele, why does he have to rush in getting wood after 10? He can wait till 11. And then, by after 12, he will certainly have wood to burn the chametz. This is Gemara's kash. Elomarov. So in other words, the Gemara is matche, the harvest original teretz, that the reason is why Rabbi Yehuda asks chometz after dalet choice is because in order he should have time to collect wood. So the question is, why does Rabbi Yehuda ask achilas chometz after 10 o'clock? But there is no possibility of a mistake because the position of the sun is different. You see, after 10, between 10 and 11, the position of the sun is clearly above the head in the east, and after Chatzeis, it's clearly over the head in the west. Because maybe our face will be a cloudy day. So then there is no sun. He will not be able to recognize on the basis of the position of the sun. So even before 10, so he could make a mistake. In other words, because according to Rav Yehuda, yeah, so one can make a mistake in 3 hours. Omar Rav Pope, Daled Zman Sudo Lakel. That's the time for breakfast. I mean, after 10 o'clock, everybody eats breakfast. And everybody is interested, has a motive needing breakfast. So something that one is interested in, he's alert. It's things that you're not interested in, so you're not alert. But something you're interested in, like Achille, so everybody's alert. So mainly he will not make the mistake, because he knows already, first of all, he'll have an appetite, he'll be hungry, because every day he eats breakfast after 10 o'clock. So mainly even on a cloud day, after 10 o'clock, he'll feel that there is something lacking in his existence, breakfast. So mainly he will not make the mistake. All right, now. Yeah. Mansur Akeli, Vihakel Kim, Tonarabono, So Risheino Mahaludim. What are Ludim? Ludim was a certain group of people. So they were always hungry. So, Shlishis, Shnio, so they were always hungry. So the Ludim used to eat after 6 in the morning, between 6 and 7. They were very zois in eating breakfast, very early breakfast. So, Shnio Machlistim, the Listim. So they were also hungry. So the Listim are up the whole night. They are busy all night. So in the morning they sleep, they take a nap. So then the first hour between 6 and 7 they are asleep, the Listim. But after 7 they wake up and they are hungry, so they immediately eat. So, Shlishi is Machal Yorashim. The third hour between 8 and 9, that's the time for eating breakfast for affluent people, you know, who don't have any Daigas Parnose, you know, they inherited an estate from their parents and they had no Daigas Parnose, so mele they can sleep late every day. So they eat breakfast after 8 o'clock. No, so, Shlishis, Machlosh, Rivyis, Reviz after 9 o'clock, that's Machel Pialim, the workers who are busy. So,
means 10, no?
What is that?
Reviz is 10 o'clock.
The Reviz is after 9 o'clock, the fourth hour, between 9 and 10. 10 o'clock is already at the end of the fourth hour. So, Reviz, the fourth hour, between after 9, Machel Pealin, who are busy. Chamishis, after 10 o'clock, is Machel Talmid Chachomim. So, in the morning, learn, you know. They cannot eat an early breakfast, so they cannot. They only have time to eat breakfast after 10 o'clock. The shishis, machol kol adam. In other words, business people, not pialim, you know, who have to be at work at a certain time. They can come into work a little later, so that shishis machol kol adam. V'omar af pope. Reviz Mansur Lakeli. So why we say Reviz is Machel Pealim? Leifech. Reviz Machel Kolodom. Chamishis. After 10 o'clock, Machel Pealim. Shishis. After 11 o'clock, Machel Talmid Chachomim. Nikam Veilech. Kizere Kevin Lechamos. So if he eats after chatzeis, so then it's like throwing a stone, which I mean it will not promote his health. In other words, it's very detrimental to his health if a person will eat breakfast.
Yeah.
Will eat breakfast. Will eat breakfast. After 12. After 12. So, Omar Abaye, lo yamorom leitoy mide bitzafre. If he doesn't take any bite, any snack, avotoy mide bitzafre before chatzei, so then it doesn't matter if you eat a real breakfast after 12. After 12. That's why I took a bite, you know, before 10 o'clock here. Because I didn't drink anything and everything. So, because of this Gemara, of Mikam Ve'elach Kisir Kevin Chamos, but if Toy Mide Bitzafre, so then it's not Zer Kevin Chamos. So I took a bite, before 10 o'clock here.
Because then you eat at the shishis.
Yeah, then you eat at the shishis. Yeah, all right. So then the Gemara says, Omar Rav Ashi, ki machlekes beides, kach machlekes bechomets. Ki machlekes beides, ki machlekes Reb Meir v'Reb Yudeh beides, mishum d'Reb Yudeh toyin shetfei, kach machlekes masnisnam bechomets, mishum d'Reb Yudeh toyin shetfei, ubein Reb Meir ben Reb Yudeh limirch kekule tuuse, כי דמרינון בעידס למר שתי שויס ולמר שולי שויס. So, in other words, according to Rabbi Yude, so the range of mistake is larger. It's even 3 hours. So that's why Ligabe Chomitz too, Rabbi Yude says that he becomes also a Chomitz after 10 o'clock, because there is a possibility of a mistake. Pshite, hainach.
1 o'clock?
No, he's according to Rabbi Yudeh, Erev Pesach, he's not allowed to eat chometz after 10 o'clock.
Because you make a mistake.
Make a mistake.
10 o'clock. After
12.
1 o'clock, I think it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Why 1? I mean 12. So, k'machleke v'eri k'machleke l'chomes. Pshita hain hach, tamrinon, ho k'mash v'lon. Shinuye di shaniron shinuye hi. V'loitei metanoi. Mishum shinuye di shaniron, chomes l'kirmoso. Leiteme tane hoi ki kashloch, masnis in Sanedrin, masnis in Doche, leiteme tanoi alibi Ramea, the Rabjude di tane masnis in Sova Ramea odem teish achas, o Rabjude odem teish daim, vitane Sanedrin Sova Ramea odem teish daim, o Rabjude sholi, shalavada i keise machlik shal shom, kacho ka, el mishum de chomets la keilmoso. Iname ki kosher lech l'rabiude edom ahoso mein toiz bin chomish l'sheva mishum chamo v'ocho oma tou loy temet anoi elo gitayim ishom kach tayim ikan elo shachomets lakil mosu iname mishum yeim amuna oma rafsime barashe loy shono el bishoiz. So when is the machlekes in Sanhedrin between Rameya and Rabbi Yudeh, that Rameya says, if Echodei Meir, Begimur, Echodei Mebehei, so he doesn't tell, and Rabbi Yudeh says that he doesn't kayemes, if they both testify as to a certain hour, but if one eight testifies before the Netzachamo, and the other eight testifies after Netzachamo, he do some tell. So, pshite, because that is not possible to make a mistake. I mean, when one eight says before Netzachamo, and then it turns out that it was after Netzachamo. So you say he meant the same thing, but he just made a mistake. What, he made a mistake? He couldn't see the sun. He couldn't see the sun. So pshite el echodim erkedem Netzachamo. Within the process of Netzachamo, so he do some ptelo. Honame pshite, because after all, before the sun starts to rise, so there is no sun visible at all. And when the sun starts to arise, so in the process of emerging, as the ball of the sun starts emerging, so then he sees the sun, part of the sun, emerging above the eastern horizon. So that is not something in which people make a mistake. Either he's telling the truth or he's not telling the truth. Onam pshite mal maritim et avaya cholim sekamre bihod dikoma b'seichan et zachamo b'giluye havekoy. The one who says B'seich Netzachamo, it's not because he already saw the sun emerging, the Guf HaShemesh emerging. He saw some rays on the eastern horizon, but he meant the same thing before the sun started to emerge. So no, we don't say that. That's not a range of mistake. So then, it's an Eidus Mechashis. Come Ashmelon. All right.
I might think it's not it's a legitimate mistake.
Yeah, that's right. Loishono how the Sanhedrin elishid lashois avoyitzi b'fiyem shema netzacham. Nanosam, adapt you dollar from the base. The first day. Echodim Bishnaim the Khidish. The Echodim Bishleisho, a Dusan Kayemes. שזה יודע בעיבורי של חידש, וזה אין יודע בעיבורי של חידש. איך עודים בשלישו, ואיך עודים בהי, עידו סומפטלו. אורייט, זה יודע בעיבורי של חידש, והוא עדין דה ומוצלי מימר, זה יודע בחסריני של חידש, וזה לא יודע דה חידש עובר חוסר היו. It could be also due to the fact that the חידש is a חוסר, and one A just didn't know that the חידש is a חוסר. For example, now, when he's... One second, please, don't interrupt me. Let's say, when will be Rosh Chodesh Teves? Will be Friday, Rosh Chodesh Teves. So, Rosh Chodesh Kislev is a chosa. Is a chosa. So, that means Friday is the 30th of the outgoing month of Kislev. So, that's the first of the incoming month of Teves. So, Friday will be the first of Teves, Shabbos will be the second of Teves, and Sunday will be the third of the Chodesh Teves. So suppose two Eidim will come to Sanhedrin next week, and they'll say that a murder was committed on the third of Chodesh Teves, Tov Shin Mem Vov. Davis. And one will say on the second of Davis it was committed. But they'll both say it was committed on Sunday in Tov Shin Mem Vov. So then it's not that they testify as to different things, they testify as to the same things. But the one who said that it's committed on Sunday, on the third of Davis, he knew that the outgoing month was a chosa. So mele, the 30th of the outgoing month became the first Friday, became the first of the incoming month. So Friday was the first, Shabbos the second, Sunday the third. And the one who said that the murder was committed on Sunday, Tov Shin Mem Vov, the second of Davis, he didn't know that the outgoing month is a chosa. So he thought that the outgoing month is a mole. So mele, the 30th of the outgoing month is counted for the outgoing month. And which day will be the first of Teves? Shabbos. So Sunday would be in his cheshbon. Sunday would be the second of Teves. But they both meant the same thing. So the Gemara could have said, ועדין דבת מוסלמים, אז זה יודע בחסכיני של חידה, וזהו יודע חדשו וחוסר היה. והקשר ריבו, ומה יהודה הקינון בהנה סעדה? תתאווה יד ביבורי של חידה, והבל אידס מוכחשס, והכנאי קומביני קטיל מסווי כ... So, if let's say the Sanhedrin will be medayik when it will examine the witnesses, so it will find out, they'll ask them, listen, Reuven is the one who said the second of the month, and the second of the month, so the second of the month, so the last, and Shimon is the Eides who said that the murder was committed on the third of the month. So Sanhedrin will ask Reuven, who said the second of the month, listen, so what was the outgoing month Kislev? Was the Choser or Imole? And he'll say it's a Choser. So then he'll say to him, so it's a Kashe against you. You know it was a Choser, so Sunday, so that means that Friday was the first of the incoming month. So Sunday should be the third. Why did you say the second? So he said he had the kasha against him. Anyway, so in that case, so he do not say that he meant the same thing on the basis of his ignorance of the fact that one was a mole or one was a chosah, as they said. So then it should be an edis mukheshes. So even if upon the examination of the witnesses, they say the one who says, Ruven said that was on the second of the month, so he didn't know that it was a chosa. He thought it was a mole, so still it should be raised, just as Rove says it in regard to Sholi Shoish and Hei Shoish, Shol Shlishis and Shol Chamishis. Veich neikim niktol misveike doche po besomach. De afal gaf di bifirik ben zire. Daik mi hoche. Afal gab die Firg ben Zere daik mi hoche, die Rube dien she, avide di toye bi bure di arche, mi komo ke ma nafsi di mitagwe. In other words, we don't have to examine the Eidim because we can rely on Rov. So, but it won't hurt. So, to be midadik on him, and since it won't hurt, so mele they are mechuyev to be midadik, in order to manipulate the possibility of having an edis mechashes because of the gzeras hakosuf of vishofto eid of itzilo eido. So Sanhedrin is mechuyev to indulge in all kinds of examination and questions, so that the one aid will contradict himself.
That's right, exactly.
So what does Teisa say here? That when do we say Echodim b'shnayim b'chedesh v'echodim meir b'cholish b'chedesh, so edusin kayemes, only when the Sanhedrin, in examining the witnesses, so the witnesses confirmed that one A didn't know b'yibur shal chedesh and one A did know b'yibur shal chedesh. They demand the same thing, so they did not contradict each other. But suppose when the Sanhedrin examines the Eidim, so they turn out that they both knew Bibur Shal Chedesh, or they both knew Bechisorin Bechosar Shal Chedesh, so then they didn't mean the same thing, so they did contradict themselves, then the Eidus is both. But then you ask, since in the case where they contradict himself upon further examination, so some male edis is brothel, so even if they do not contradict himself, as long as there is a possibility, so because of Ishofto Eid or Yitzilo Eid or some male edis should be brothel, so it's different. Mikomo came.
The Rube, Toye Biburad Yarche, Dilo Yazlinum Bosarube,
kidding shezema bishnaim zema bishleisha miyad havali mukhoshi vichihoda mechavnal yimechod havali chizor magit teida do echodima begimu vechodima behei eidusom pteila afropishe mechavnal yimechod. Suppose one of the Eidim didn't know the Ibur of two successive months, and the others did know of the Ibur of the two successive months. So that's why one in his cheshbon turned out to be the third of the month, and the other one in his cheshbon turned out to be the fifth of the month. So even if the Sanhedrin proves it in examining the witnesses that was the cause of the apparent contradiction, discrepancy, so still Deides is bottled. Why? The answer is, since Rubedinche, don't make a mistake in 2 months, only in 1 month, but in 2 months not, so then the plain meaning of the, when somebody says the third of the month, the fifth of the month, means that he testified that he knew of the Iburei Shel Chedesh and still he said the fifth of the month, you see. And he said, he knew the fifth of the month, and he said, and the other one also knew, since on the basis of Rav we have to say that he didn't make a mistake in 2 successive months. So Memele, on the basis of Rav, the plain meaning of the third of the month is that it was on the third of the month, not that it was on the fifth of the month, but he called the fifth of the month the third of the month. Because Rubedin said, don't make any mistake in 2 successive months. So Mimele, if the plain connotation of the original testimony is inconsistent with the testimony of the other eight, so when the person explains it later on, so then he's a chizor magid, he cannot modify the testimony. מיד אבל מקושם וחוד או מחד מני מאחוד אבל לחיץ או מגיד תדע דאחדים הבגימו ואחדים הבהי ידעו סמפתאו אף על פי שמחד מני מאחוד ולאמרים די טועה בשני עיבורים דיבטרי עיבור אלוי טועה אין שבחשבים הוא לחיץ או מגיד So the halacha of chizor magid doesn't apply only to a case. That's the Mishnah in Ksuves of Eidim Shomok Savridenu Ezerva Anusim Ayinu. So from the whole Mishnah in Ksuves, it's Mashma that the Aloha of Chizor Magid doesn't apply only to a case where the subsequent testimony is completely inconsistent with the first testimony. As long as the subsequent testimony is inconsistent with the original testimony on the basis of the plain connotation of the expressions used in the first original testimony, even though subsequently the Eidim modify and they explain their testimony so that it isn't inconsistent, so you also apply the aloche of Kidm Shehigit Shuv Nechidromak. All right, now, here in the Tasters, there is a Toys Hapfus that the Nasi Kaley mentioned. Echodema Bishtei Shois. The Echodema Bishoi Shois. So, Ideison Kayemis. Ideison Kayemis. So there is a machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yude. But echodim b'shtei shoyis ve'echodim b'sholish shoyis, then is the eitzen kayemes even according to Reb Meir. So the question is, now here on this thesis we see it big chiddush, and it's negeya, it's very relevant to Maise in computing, there's man krishme, shoyis in general, there is a machlekes between the Gro and the Magen Avraham in regard to krishme and zman tfile and achilas chometz, whether we can, according to the Gro, we compute it on the basis of the length of the day from sunrise to sunset, and we add it to sunrise, and according to Magen Avraham, we compute it on the basis of the length of the day from the Shachar to Tisak Chovim. Tisak Chovim having reference to the Tisak Chovim of Dalet Milin, which is 72 minutes or 90 minutes subsequent to the first Kiyah. So, and we add it to the Amud HaShachar. So that's why. And in computing the Plaga Minche, which is a show of a Reva show, Kedem Lailo, so we have the same Machlekes. According to the Goyen, and there's the Shita of the Levush, so we compute it on the basis of the length of the day, the show of a Reva show, on the basis of the length of the day from sunrise to sunset, let's say, that's the Magen Avraham doesn't discuss that, but it's still in the same machlekes. According to the Levush, so and the Gor, so we compute it on the basis of the length of the day from sunrise to sunset, and according to the Trumas HaDeshen, we compute choice. And probably, even though the Trumas HaDeshen doesn't say it in regard to Kriya Shema and Tefillah, but probably the same thing. But he says it in regard to Plaga Minche. So he comes, Yitzor v'Reva Shor, Kedem, not Kedem Shkiye, but Kedem Tzizak Chovim. Kedem Tzizak Chovim. So that means that according to Trumas HaDeshen, so the Plaga Minche will always be very late, you see. I mean, all the shuls where they daven in the summer, you know, mighty early, so, but they have to daven it after Plaga Minche, so they rely on the Shita of the Levush, because according to the Levush, it is Shor v'Reva Shor, Kedem Ashkiye, an hour and 50 minutes, 75 minutes before Shkia, that's a considerable time. But according to the Trumas HaDeshen, that it has to be the Shor v'Reva Shor means, wow. 1 second, 1/12 of the length from Amud HaShachar to Tzizak Chovim, plus 1/4 of that 1/12 from the Amud HaShachar to Tzizak Chovim, prior to Tzizak Chovim, prior to Dalet Milin, let's say, which is 17 minutes after Shkia, or 90 of Shkia, so then the Plaga Minche will only be about 80 minutes before Shkia. 80 minutes before Shkia, not 75 minutes before Shkia. So what do they gain? I mean, they wouldn't do it. So they all rely on the Shittas Agor and the Shittas Agor and the Shittas Levush. Okay, anyway. But this Teisves, it appears that Teisves agrees not to the Shittas Agor, not to the Shittas Levush, but he agrees with the Shitta of the Trumas HaDeshen. From the Rambam, it appears, the Rambam in Korban Pesach, it appears that in figuring out choice, Hayim, so even though the day of the Torah starts from Rosh Hashanah, but in calculating choice, so that is calculated on the basis of the day from Netzteshki. Even though the day, the halachic day, starts with Am Rashacha, all the mitzvahs that are tolbiyin, like Shefer, Lulev, you know, Mile, that
Krishna.
Yes, so Torah in the day, Krishna has his own shir. So then, so that it begins with Am Rashacha, with Am Rashacha, but still in calculating choice. We calculate it on the basis of the length of the day, not from Am Rashacha to Tzitzik Chovim, but from Netz to Shkia. That's the Rambam Shidi. But from this, like the Levush and like the Gor, but from this Tzitzik in Psochim, it's a very important Tzitzik. So it's Mashma, the Tzitzik agrees not to the Shita of the Gor and the Levush, but in calculating choice, we calculate it on the basis of the beginning of the halachic day and at the end of the halachic day. So that is from Am Rashacha on the basis of the length from Am Rashacha to Tzitzik Chovim. Echod ima b'shtei shoyis, v'echod ima b'sholei shoyis, so idusan kayemes, v'im teimer amai idusan kayemes, il daikinon b'hanesade hodikom ha-shtayim, b'tchil ha-shtayim, v'havali keidim ha-netzachamo, v'idusan p'teilo k'dom le'kamon, d'tchil ha-shosh niyo keidim ha-netzachamo, hu דמהלך עוד מיהים אס הפרסו שאים מילים ומעליץ השחר עד נצח חמו תיס וסטווית נהיה מהלכי מילים but that should be corrected מהלך דלת מילים because on the basis of the סוגים פסוחים of the סוגים פסוחים דף צד גימו so the Gemara says it's not a מילים but it's דלת מילים וזה ללישור מרצו now when you go over the Teisves, you see that even 72 minutes is not the biggest chumrah. 72 minutes is a kule. Because, yeah. 1 second please, let me explain. The more chumrah the keshiti is, that you shouldn't do meloche, even the winter time, until it is 90 minutes after shkia. That's according to the Teisves, you know. People think 72 minutes, it's one of Rabbi Soloveitchik's Mishugasen and his chumras that he can draw that. It's not my chumra and it's not my Mishugas that is based on Yesedis Ater. And those who liked can draw up chumras in respect to the Rabbonans and Minhogim, but in regard to chmuras and chmuras, they are big mikilim. I mean, this is what hurts me when I see people who like to conjure up chumres in regard to everything, in regard to something that has no basis in the Torah and in the Shulchan Aruch. They'll find it only in Mokeh, maybe in the Kisei Shulchan Aruch. So then they like to conjure up all kinds of chumres upon chumres. But as far as Issa Shabbos, which is an Issa Skile, and an Issa Kores, so there they overlook the psak of the Mechaber and the Ramo and everything. And they even talk disparagingly against those who are Machmir. All right? So from this tasteless, it appears that 72 minutes is a bikule. The 72 minutes, that's according to the Shittes HaRambam, as the Gor explains it. But according to Rashi and Tesis Pshatim Sochim, the Dalet Milin is not 72 minutes subsequent to Shkieh, but it is 90 minutes of subsequent Tishki. Now let's see the Chesh. Very simple. Kidgoma Abrisho Yitomi. So, Mahala Chodom Yeim es a parso. Sheimei Mili. Es a parso is 40 Mili. And Umali Sashachar Adan Sachamo Mahala Dalit Mili. And Mishkiya Sachama Tisakhovi is also Mahala Dalit Mili. So, kama mahala chodom b'yeim, and in the equinox day, which is 12 hours, from the Tzachamot Tishkiye, 32. So, and this man between Netz and Amr Shachar and Netz, or between Shki and Tzachachovi, so is 1/8 or 32. So, 32 million is equal to 12 hours, so how much is 4 million equal to? An eighth of 12 hours. How much is an eighth of 12 hours? An eighth of 8 hours is an hour, and an eighth of 4 hours is half an hour. So together it's 90 minutes. So where is the cheshbon of 72 minutes? That's a bit cooler, 72 minutes. Where is the cheshbon of 72 minutes? The cheshbon of 72 minutes is very simple. The way the Gros explains the Shitas Rambam, that whereas Rashi and Tesis say that the Pshat in the Gemara in Psochim Daf Tzadik Gimel Malachodom B'Yeim Esa Parso Sheimeb Mili Na'al Isa Shachar Nitzachamo Mahala Dalet Mili Desito Yisefa Dalet Mili and Mahalachodom B'Yeim also Dalet Mili. So that means, and the Gemara has reference to Equinox Day, B'Nissan B'Tishre, when the day is 12 hours. When the day is 12 hours, then it's 12 hours from sunrise to sunset, not from Modama Shachar to Tzitzak Chovin. So that means that 12 hours correspond, the 12 hours correspond with 32 million. And according to the Rambam,
how do you get 32?
Altogether from Amud HaShachar to Tzeis, it's 40. And from Amud HaShachar to Neitz, it's 4. From Shkia to Tzeis, is also 4. So you have to take off 4 in the beginning of the day and 4 at the end of the day. It's 40 minus 8. So 40 minus 8 is 32. So 32, and it has reference to an equinox day, so 32 million is equal to 12 hours. So 4 million is equal to an hour and a half. But according to the Rambam, so when the Gemara says, Ma'ad Goyen says, but when Gemara says, Ma'al is a shachar and it's a chamo dalet milin, and Mishki at his kachovin dalet milin, so it's not dalet milin within the 40 milin, but it's over and above the 40 milin. In other words, from sunrise to sunset, it's 40 milin. But then, so that doesn't include the time spent in the walking by the person from Amud HaShachar to Netz and from Shkia to Zekhovi. So then, in addition, so it's 4 million over and above the 12 hours, the 40 million from Netz to Shkia, and 4 million in the time of the Netz to for Amud HaShachar to Netz, and 4 million in the interval between Shki and Sekhovim, so it's 48 from Amud HaShachar. According to Rashi and Tesis, it's 40 million he walks from Amud HaShachar to Tzeis. But according to the Rambam, from Amud HaShachar to Tzeis, he walks 48 million. And 40 million he walks from Netz to Shki. From Netz to Shkia, so Mele, that means that 12 hours is equal not to 32 million, but to 40 million. So 4 million would be 1/10. How much is 1/10 of 12 hours? 72 minutes. See, that's the cheshbon of 72 minutes. But according to Rashi and Tosfos and most Rishonim, the cheshbon is not 72 minutes. The cheshbon is 90 minutes. So that's Tosfos Shita. So he says, so that means that the Amud HaShachar is 90 minutes before Netz. 90 minutes before Netz. Now, if it's 90 minutes before Netz, so, and from this thesis it appears that in calculating Shoyes, we calculate it on the basis of the length of the day from the Shachar to Sekhovit. So Mele, in an equinox day, when it's 12 hours from Netz to Shkia, so how many hours are there from Amud HaShachar to Zekhovin? 15 hours. An hour and a half in the morning, prior to Netz, and an hour and a half in the evening, after Shkia. So altogether there is 15 hours in an equinox day. So the length of the day is not 12 hours, but 15 hours. And one shor would be 1/12 of 15 hours. So naturally, if sunrise and equinox day is 6 a.m., so when will Amud HaShachar be? 4:30. So the second hour would begin before sunrise. So Mele, Tesis Kashi is. So, Vim Temer, Amai Dusan Kayemes, Silu Dai Kinon Bahane Sade, Hodi Koma Stein, Mitzkele Stein, Vavale Kidiman is a Hamo, Videi Sam Ptulo, Kidomule Kamon, the Trilla Sho, Schneo Kidiman is a Hamo, who the Mahala Hodim Yem is a Parso. Gimora doesn't say Kidiman is a Hamo. Gimora says Kidim Yimome. So the Rambam and the Goyen will say, Kidim Yimome doesn't mean Kidim the Nates. So the Malachodim Yeim, so he says, is Malachodim Yeim is a parso, she men milan shanachamo. So Kidim Kam and Tresh or Shni or Kidim Netzachamo, Kidim Netzachamo, the Malachodim Yeim is a parso, the Gemara only says that the Gemara doesn't say that Trila Shor Shnio. Right, the Gemara doesn't say it explicitly. Anyway, we don't have the time to discuss it. We'll discuss it tomorrow. So he says, "Yimal b'yemes apasu shem shemes milim alis shachan etzachamu malach dalid milim kliom misho itomi v'zeil isho mechzo v'yishlima k'shezein akodim anetzachamu v'zeim alachan etzachamu didadikim b'anetz lito yinche avol haneli digdiko el b'shoyis v'miodam p'kim b'shoyis usvurin shash shnio yischilo achar anetzachamu." So we see from this thesis that in calculating the hours, we have to calculate it on the basis of the length from Nashacha to Tisakhovim. Because if Tesis Shita had been that we have to calculate it on the basis of the length from Netz to Shkia, so that means that the second hour begins at 7 o'clock. That's not before Netzachamo. So Tesis Shita is like the Tumas Adeshen. Not like the Goen or the Levush. Okay, now, so for tomorrow, so we'll finish the Gemara, and hopefully we'll finish up the Gemara up to Psuleis, and then we'll skip, and next week we'll start the second period. Kol Shor. You'll see it in this one. So is so then that daf chafalef for next week. I mean, I'll tell you tomorrow. The tisvis daf yudalef omudalef omudbeis. I'm sorry. The tisvis of echadim b'shtei shoyis, and that's a very important tisvis, because from that tisvis we see two things. That first of all, the Dalet Milim is not 72 minutes, according to Teisves, but 90 minutes. And number two, the Teisves Shiti is in calculating choice. We calculate the choice on the basis of 1/10, 1/12 of the length of the day from Amud HaShachar to Tzitzak Hovi, not as the Kohos says and the Levush says. 1/12 of the length of the day from Nes to Shkia. So let's say in an equinox day, so 1/12 would be from Nes to Shkia would be exactly 60 minutes. But if he shows manis is not 1/12 of the length of the day from Next Shkia, but from Amud HaShachar till Tzitzak Hovim. So in Equinox day, when there are 12 hours from Next Shkia, so according to Tisves, from Amud HaShachar till Tzitzak Hovim, there is 15 hours, 90 minutes in the morning and 90 minutes in the evening, together 15 hours. So it's 1/12. Of 15 hours, 1/12 of 15 hours, so that will probably be 75 minutes, not 60 minutes. So that's a shows manis. That's a big chiddush, you see. And apparently, this is shiti is that in calculating all hours, so shows, so we have to calculate it on the basis of the length of the day from Amud HaShachar to Tzitzak Hovim. All right. Now the next thesis. Ela Marove. The Divrei Reb Meir. Odom Tei Beisho Yischos Hamashu. V'im Teima. אם כי נאחד עם הבגימול ואחד עם הבהי, עמי די סמפתי לו, נעמד ועובדה בלבי סאבן. So why do we say, אחד עם הבגימול ואחד עם הבהי? So why does Reb Meir say that is to do some tailor, but if the maise happened in the shorevis, and that's within the range of mistake of each aid, because the one who said the third hour, so the fourth hour is within the range of two shoyis, chosamash, and the one who said in the fifth hour, so in the fourth hour also, it's within the range of 2 hours, chosamash. V'yesh leimar disova rove, dein lisle satoyes bishnei, dein lisle satoyes bishneiem. In other words, even if we find out upon further investigating the eidim that this one meant, I mean that the maise happened. If Bezen finds out that the maise was Bervis, suppose Bezen does find out that the maise, the murder was committed in the show of Bervis, so it's neither like one aid nor like the other. because one aid said that the murder was committed in Shor Shlishis. Shor Shlishis is between 8 and 9, and the other one said Bishor Hamishis is between 10 and 11, and Bezdin finds out that the murder was committed between 9 and 10. Let's say at 9:30, Bezdin find out. So Deides is still bottle. Why? Because in order to mekayem Deides, we have to say that neither that each one made a mistake, and that's not the usual thing. So in other words, if it is a mistake that took place by one and not by the other, so that's something that happens usually. One of the eidim makes the mistake, so it's not considered as an inaccuracy. Because after all, I mean, you couldn't say that a person is inaccurate just because he didn't say exactly what seconds it was. So here too, if it's usual for one of the eidim to make a mistake within the range of the possibility of mistake, the range of 2 hours, chosar mashu. But that both of them should make a mistake, that's not the usual thing. If it's not the usual thing, so even if that was the case, there's the pshat. Even if that was the case, so mainly it's considered as an inaccuracy. So mainly there is his bottom. Die Sova Rove, die in Lischli Satoi ist beschnitten. Ach je ist der Hakscheis, echot immer bei Gimu, wie echot immer bei Hei, wie echot immer bei Hei, am Mai ib Dusam Ptela. So, according to Rabmeya, Ilu Daikes Bahane Sade, die Umme Bahai, die Koma bei Gimu, ist bei Seiv Gimu, wie ich Leima, in other words, even if Bezden was mit Daik, and found out that the one who said Bigimu meant Bisev Gimu. Let's say at 5 minutes before nine. So then it was within the range of mistake. So why? And let's say, what does the Gemara say? Gemaise kehave, the Divir Rabbi Yudah, maise kehave, oi bitchila sholeish, oi biseif chomeish. And if, let's say, so it was biseif chomeish, and Bezdin was midayik and found out that the one who said Bigimu meant at the end of Gimel, at 9 o'clock. So, and if the Maise happened with Seif Chomeish, let's say just a few minutes before 11, so it's still within the range of mistake of 2 hours Chosamashu, so it should be valid even according to Rav Meir. So, the Yesh Leima, the Lehachmir Ulikayim Eidusom, Loibat Kinonish. In other words, because there is a loche of Vishoftu Eido, Vitzilu Eido. So in other words, when Bezdin, as a result of an inquiry, finds out that there was an inaccuracy beyond the range of mistake, so then it becomes possible even when Bezdin finds out that there was no such an inaccuracy in order to mivatalate us because of Itzilaida. But where Bezdin finds out that as a result of further investigation that that the one who said be Gimel meant at the end of Gimel meant at 9 o'clock, so we are not Mikayim the Eides in order to punish me because of the Shoftu Eido Vitzila Eido. The Lehachmi or Likayim Eidusom Lui Batkinom, only Lehoke. Beizeye, Teime, Kidn before Kidnu Yimechod Lechidesh, Lomol Michalinu Beizeye, Vale Afil Lui Kidnezeye, Havale Chesem Magin. Why do the Eidim have to say, to spell out which day of the week? Let's say this coming Teves. So Sunday would be the third of Teves, because Rosh Chodesh is on Friday. So if the Eidim already said, in which Shavua in the Shav Shmites, and in which Onon, Tovshin and Vov, and they also said in which Chodesh, Teves, and they also said which day in the Chodesh, the third of Teves. Why do they have to say it is Sunday, the third of Teves? Suppose they would say, one aid would say, the third of Teves, and then when Bezin asks him which day of the week, he'll say Tuesday. So he's a Chazal Magid, because that's inconsistent. It's inconsistent with the testimony of the third of Teves. The third of Teves is not Tuesday. Tuesday is the fifth of Teves. So he wouldn't even be believed to say any other day, because he'll be makrish his own Eides. So mele, there is only one Eides that he can say, Sunday. He couldn't say anything other than Sunday. So why does he have to spell it out? So, so Tesis Teretzis, Chazal Magidim is only Shayach after they finish testifying as to all the required details of the Chiras. But until they finished testifying as to all the required details of the testimony, so then they can be Chazal Magid. They can be Chazal Magid. Some Meile. That's why it is necessary that each one should spell out the day of the week, and if he says, let's say, the fifth of the of Teves, so then it's admitted by Bezdin. It's admitted in evidence. Of course, it's not true, so he's makrish the facts. So that's why the Eides will be bought. Iname. Nafkimine